It's now time for our Hiawatha locker room chats here on KNZA. Basketball season continues on, and we're joined by the girls' basketball coach, that is Brady Jasper. Coach, you've played two good teams so far, two close losses. How are we feeling? You know, that Marysville game, 47-43. Troy, Tuesday night, that was 48-47. That was a wild finish there. We'll talk about that momentarily. But, you know, you sit here at 0-2 through the first week, couple of close losses. How are you feeling through that first week of the season?
We're feeling all right. I mean, we're disappointed a little bit, I guess, in losing in those close games at the end, you know, a couple games maybe that could have gone either way, and we dropped them both. So we maybe can't focus on a win or a loss, but maybe just how we're playing and what we're doing, and try to keep moving forward.
Yeah, that game on Tuesday night against Troy, it was certainly – you had runs from both teams. There were a lot of turnovers early, pretty sporadic at times, and certainly had an opportunity to win it late. But Troy's Harper Wettstein, just a clutch deep three from the right wing as time expired to win the game by one. It was just a wild game and a wild finish. Nothing you can really do about a play like that down the stretch. But how would you kind of assess the way that game played out Tuesday night?
Yeah, like you said, I felt like that game had a lot packed into it. They got ahead early, and then we were able to gain a lead later. And so, if you're watching that game from the stands, it was probably a pretty good game. It had a little scoring to it, both teams in the upper 40s, several lead changes, and then some, as you said, some tension at the end, and then including a buzzer beater, you know, that we all kind of like and cheer for during this time of the year. Unfortunately, it went against us last night. But like you said, Harper had a great game, and just to cap it off like that was good for them and tough for us.
Well, let's talk about Kinsey Nelson. I thought she played great for you against Troy. She finished with 20 points. What have you seen from her, the progression here early on from Kinsey Nelson?
You know, I agree with you totally. I thought last night was a really good game for her, and efficient and effective in several different areas. One of her best games that I've seen her play. She was really productive and didn't have to, like, try to force the issue to really do it, and played really well for us. If we could count on that moving forward, which I think we can, some of that, that's certainly going to help us. She was good.
You get Centralia on Friday at home. It's another tough contest for sure. Panthers coming off a win against Care Paravel on Tuesday. You know, what's the preparation look like for Centralia? What kind of ball game do you ultimately expect?
You know, I don't know for sure. I wonder if it's going to be a little bit similar to Troy in some ways, just kind of the fact that they – both teams kind of are led by a dynamic guard that gives other players confidence and is capable of doing a lot on the defensive and offensive ends. So talking about, you know, Harper and Owen, not the same player, but and the teams are slightly different too. But we probably won't worry much more than that about the preparation into that game. We're definitely kind of more looking in the mirror and working on ourselves right now.
Hiawatha girls basketball coach, that is Brady Jasper, joined us off a tough loss to Troy Tuesday night. Turn around on Friday, they'll be at home taking on another TVL squad, this time in Centralia. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks a lot.